Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the eye doctor. The eye doctor. No matter who you are or where you're from, we've all had a visit to the eye doctor. The optometrist and or ophthalmologist would check our eyes for nearsightedness, farsightedness, astigmatisms, and or cataracts. All of these things fall under the care of the eye doctor. And if there was something wrong with our vision, they made a prescription for some glasses or contacts that allowed us to see in spite of our impaired conditions. Well, in business, the eye doctor also has a relevance because the leader's job is to paint the vision for his or her team, and they're going to operate off of the prescription, as it were, that the leader has set forth. Now, this vision, this prescription, is of course not a physical one. It's something that operates and controls the eyes of the mind that makes a person believe they can accomplish, they can achieve, they can advance under any and all circumstances. The question is, how good of an eye doctor are you? You may come in contact with people on your team who are nearsighted. They can only see next week or next month. If it's beyond that, that's over their heads. You may come in contact with someone who has an astigmatism, meaning that the vision is blurred and they can't see clearly, and they need some assistance from leadership to show them how they're going to excel and advance as entrepreneurs. In our VIEW acronym, we outline the 4 key points of making sure that we can correct the vision of everyone on our teams so they can see properly enough to achieve their wildest dreams and their most lofty ambitions. That V in our VIEW acronym simply reminds us that we must paint visions of victory. Yes, my friends and neighbors, see, some say the glass is half full, the others say the glass is half empty. As the one who is the eye doctor, you teach your team that the glass is neither one. It's always overflowing and a refill is on the way. You see, for example, my friends, your team is always going to follow your pattern of success. That's the prescription. They're going to see how you operate in every circumstance, and that's going to be the prescription they use in order to get through it. So when you want to paint pictures of victory for your team, first of all, you want to show them that they can excel in the sun and in the shade. Yes, my friends and neighbors, in sunlight and shade, neither one of them has an adverse impact on their destiny. You know, when I was younger, I've been a glasses wearer most of my life, and they came out with this new lens called a transitions lens, and I bought it many years ago. And what would happen is when you go outside, if the sun was shining, your glasses would slowly turn dark like shades, sunglasses. And when you come back inside where there was sufficient light, the lenses would open up and they look like normal glasses again. Well, those transitions lenses allowed me to see effectively no matter what the condition was on the outside. Yes, my friends and neighbors, by the same token, you've got to put a pattern in place for your team to understand that they can win when the economy is great and when it's not so great, that they can excel even when holiday seasons are coming and when they feel like people are not thinking about purchasing products and services. You show them that there are visions of victory and a destiny that is not contingent on the weather outside. Yes, my friends, we've got to paint the vision of victory. Then next, we've got to offer some implants. You see, for some people, my friends, glasses are not enough. They need implants. If you know someone that has had cataracts, for example, then those people had to have a lens implant surgery. What happens is they take the lens of the eyeball and they replace it with a lens that was created in a lab. It's not a transplant, meaning this lens didn't come from another human. This was a lens that the ophthalmologist created and then placed within their eye. And it fits perfectly within the eye. And then the person who did see cloudy now sees clearly. How many people do you have on your team with cataracts, my friends? They see cloudy. Every time you tell them something's going to work out well, here comes the cloud. Every time you tell them that things are going to be okay, here comes that clouded vision. It's not their fault, my friends. They simply need an implant. And the way to get it in the business world is you connect them with the most positive and optimistic people you know. Soon they'll see clearly and not cloudy. You make sure that the environment they're in is one of positivity. You encourage them to remove every negative aspect from their world, no matter what that aspect might be, because you know that they cannot do anything if they have cataracts. Glasses don't help you when you have a cataract situation, when your vision is cloudy. You then need an implant. My friends and neighbors, at E in our VUE acronym reminds us of the importance of becoming eidetic. Yes, eidetic. For some, that may be a new term. EIDETIC. That's simply a technical term for a person who has a photographic memory. The ability to retain detailed images as if they are in front of them at the moment. You see, the clearer picture that we paint for the people on our team, the more eidetic they become. Listen to me, my friends, because see, what we want to do is make sure that when we're not around, they still see a picture of them succeeding. That when we're gone, they still understand that they can make it. That we don't have to be with them 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Why? Because we made them eidetic. How did we do that? We gave them timelines and best practices and systems and processes that were so clearly defined, they left no room for gray areas. We tested them on the system to make sure they understood. My friends, I don't care what side of town you're on, what city or what state. If you're running a business and you're leading a team, I challenge you to make your team eidetic. Yes, my friends, teach them how to retain the photographs that you paint of them, not the photographs that have been painted by them or for them before you met them. Not those. Those are ugly. They don't work. No, you want to paint the good pictures for them to hold on to. See, everyone can hold on to a good-looking picture. There are even people who post on their social media profiles pictures of themselves from 18 years ago. Why? Because we hang on to a good picture. We want the world to see our good picture. What pictures are you leaving behind to make your team eidetic? Last but not least, my friends, we've got to finish this today. That W reminds us of the importance of watchfulness. This is simply teaching your team to walk in expectation. See, when you're watchful, that means that around every corner, you're expecting something good. That no matter where you look, you're expecting something good. Growing up as a kid, I had two sisters. And when my mom and my dad was at work and when my mother wanted to keep us occupied, she would create a game that we call the scavenger hunt. She'd write down a list of objects that she hid while we were outside playing. And then when we came inside, she give us all the list. And she said, whoever can find everything on this list wins the game. So we go through the house looking under mattresses and pillows and under the beds and all kinds of stuff. We were watchful because we recognized that every step that we took could lead to something great. It could help us win our game. Have you taught your team that every person they meet could be the key that unlocks the door to a phenomenal future for them? Have you taught them that every opportunity could be a client in the waiting? Are they watchful enough to see when new things are developing and transpiring? My friends, I challenge you to make them watchful. You are the eye doctor and you control their vision. My friends, that's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. And I just want to inform you and remind you that if you enjoyed this training segment, Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.